Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to The Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is CJ Savage, and today we're going to be talking about energy, your higher consciousness, how to utilize this energy and be able to manifest whatever it is that you desire. Now, I really had a hard time coming up with a title for this actual segment because it is so complex and it's so broad, and I could talk about it for actually for days, but we're going to start here. We're going to go as far as we can. If I can't finish it today, we're going to go into next week. If I talk fast, too fast for you, it is recorded, and you can go back onto the site on blogtalkradio.com/ The Power of the Superconscious Mind and go to the segment May 6, 2010, and just click on the play button and listen to it again. You can listen to it as many times as you want to, because there's going to be a lot of information, and this is going to be kind of the intro into it, and we're going to get into some things. At the end, when I'm done, I have a gift for you that is free that you can just simply email me and put in the word magic, and I will send it over to you when we're done. I'm going to tell you how to do that exactly by the time we're done. I am CJ Savage. I'm a certified hypnotherapist and a motivational speaker, life coach, and a past mental health specialist also. You can find me. I have a blog that is pretty new, and I keep adding to it. I have a blog. It's called www.yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. You can go to my website and get more information on the power of the mind, the hypnosis, frequently asked questions, testimonies, and quite a bit of other things. And you can skip the opt-in page because they're working on it. And I understand that when you go to the opt-in page and put in your email, your first name and your email address, it goes to an advertisement. I'm not sure what that's about. But you can go to my website, thehypnosisqueen.com/main, M-A-I-N, dot P-H-P, as in Paul, Harry, Paul. And you'll go right into the main page with, you'll have your menu on the left side. Also, you can find my CDs on cdbaby.com or iTunes, Amazon, Napster, there's quite a few others. The only thing about the CD Baby is you can go to CD Baby, you can buy them anywhere you want to, but cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage, and that's CherylJSavage. And you'll find three of them. I only have three of them loaded on there. And then I have one under the same thing on CJ Savage. The only thing about CD Baby is that you can go to the CD, click on View, then it'll bring up all the tracks, and you can preview a part of each and every track of all my CDs, which is free. So if you'd like to hear what I sound like, if you're hypnotized, and you can get a pretty good preview of any of the hypnosis I have on there. I have a lot more of the CDs on Amazon, but I will get them transferred over CD maybe as fast as I can. It's just that I'm lacking a little bit of time here. Let's get started. We're going to be talking about energy and how to utilize that energy, because you have to realize that you have to be able to raise your vibration. In order to raise the vibration, increase your energy frequency, you will become happier and healthier and live the life that you really want. But before I go into that, I just want to note here that we have talked about energy numerous times in these past segments since I started doing this channel on the power of the superconscious mind. I've talked about the energy numerous times in these previous segments, so you can go back to them if you want to, but somebody just reminded me that I needed to go back on these past 12 segments when I did one entire sequence just on the power of the mind, how to change any area of your life that you want to change. So there's 12 weeks there. I guess they're all titled about the same, and I do need to go back and re-edit those, which I will do. I have somebody just remind me of that. One of the points that I have tried to get across numerous times when I've talked about energy is you have to understand that we live in a world where everything is energy. Everything is energy. And it's not just energy. It's an incredible incredibly powerful force that surrounds us all. It is in us all. It is in us, in all of us, all the time, everywhere in this world. We are pure energy, each and every one of us. We are pure energy. And we look like we're not. We look like something you just feel and touch, and we're just stuff. But when you break us down to the molecule and then break us down to the atoms, that molecule breaks down, we are still, when we're broken down, we are pure energy. And the energy, this powerful, incredibly powerful force surrounds us. It's in all of us, all the time, everywhere in this entire world. And that is an understatement. So if you get that much, I want you to learn it and understand it, because it affects all of us all the time. So I want you to understand that, because I am going to teach you how to learn to manipulate the energy. Now, let me just take a few minutes here. I'm going to tell you a story. And I'm going to spend a few minutes here telling you a little bit about me and where I come from. You know that I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and I have been for more than 18 years. And I'm also a life coach, motivational speaker, and past mental health specialist. The one thing that has always fascinated me most of my entire life is the mind. Now, I'm 54 years old, and I've studied it most of my life, tried to understand it most of my entire life. I've been intrigued by the power of the mind since I was very, very small. And the reason is because I had an uncle who worked for the Department of Agriculture in Illinois, and he lived 2 hours away. But every time he'd come and visit, he would tell us stories, mostly me, because he had my total undivided attention. I was the only one that really seemed to really want to listen to it, but I hung on to his stories. He would tell us stories about how his boss would hypnotize somebody. His boss was a moonlighter who moonlighted as a hypnotherapist on his job. So he always had stories to tell about somebody he had hypnotized and the response and so on. One day, I'll never forget the story that he told about a young boy who was in a terrible car accident. And this boy was paralyzed from the waist down due to a spinal injury, a severe spinal injury. The doctors said that this boy would never walk again. But when my uncle's boss hypnotized him, he could walk. Now, there's no trickery here, no brainwashing or anything else. It's purely using that higher self, going into the higher self, reaching that higher consciousness. And that's where the mind is. Totally doesn't matter. You know, you hear mind over matter. Well, that was truly mind over matter. So when he was hypnotized, he could walk. Well, his parents lived fairly close, and so they would take him to my uncle's boss's house, and they did it quite often. And every single time he was hypnotized, he could walk. Against all medical evidence and all logic, when the doctor said he couldn't, wouldn't, shouldn't be able to walk, he could walk when he was hypnotized. Now, in the very beginning, when he first did this, when he got up on his feet, and I even remember how my uncle said he'd just stand up and might take a really small little step. And at first, it was a very, very slow process of him being able to walk. But as time went on, as time passed, he did better and better, and he would walk better and faster and stronger, but he could still only walk when he was hypnotized, and when he was not hypnotized, he could no longer walk. But eventually, over time, long story short, the boy really had the desire. Listen to that word, desire. He had the desire to walk. And he believed he could walk, because he knew he could walk when he was hypnotized, but he didn't really understand the difference, because he didn't really feel any difference, because there isn't any feeling of being hypnotized. But he did walk when he was hypnotized. He just knew this man was able to make him walk. So he believed that he could and would someday on his own. He also expected this to happen without the shadow of a doubt. Remember how many times I've told you, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind will achieve. Period. No matter what it is. No matter what. I could write a book on the stories where, against all whether it's medical science, whether, you know, all evidence, all logic, when something should not be, when you use the higher state of mind, you're, and that's exactly what it is, you're using, going into your higher self, then yes, you can overcome and achieve great things. So anytime you really want to achieve a goal or a desire, whatever it is you desire and you believe it and you expect it, it's going to come to be. So what happened? Long story short, the boy did really want to walk, believed it, and he expected, and eventually he did. He did. Eventually he started walking on his own when he was not hypnotized. And so what happened? Well, the doctor said it was a miracle and probably soon forgotten. So since then, since I was very small, I paid attention. Now, later on in life, when my sister Karen was 16, I was 12. When my sister Karen was 16, she was in a horrible car accident. Horrible. She was not expected to live. As a matter of fact, they gave her, quote, last rites. I don't know how many times, many times. Her condition was pretty grave. Her head was split open in three large parts, and she was in a coma. She was, quote, as they said, hospital staff all said she is unconscious, and they said in 1967 she could not hear anything that we said because she was unconscious. Well, they did not know then what they know now. But we had some better education than what they did. Even though we didn't really understand what we knew, we did know that she could probably hear us because we had learned a lot from my uncle. When I say we, I speak mostly of my dad and I, because I remember him and I sitting there listening to my Uncle Jim so many times and stories when everyone else went their own way and did whatever. Now, when they said my sister wouldn't live and that she wasn't expected to live because her condition was grave, my dad stood at my sister's side and told her repeatedly that she was healing and that she was getting better and better with every breath that she took. She was getting better and better, that her body was healing and she was going to be just fine, and then she would soon open her eyes. And he kept telling her she was getting stronger, she was getting better every day. And he told her she was looking great, and he just kept it up. Well, then the doctors came in one day, and they said that if she did live, most likely she would be a vegetable. Don't you just love that old terminology? They said she would be a vegetable because she wouldn't probably remember anything. A vegetable meaning back then, it means that her mind would be gone pretty much, and she would just breathe. Maybe if she did live, her heart would beat and she would breathe, but she wouldn't know anything or remember anything. So, because she had extensive damage to the brain. So my dad then told Karen that she would remember us, her friends. She would remember her childhood. She would remember us, and she would not forget any of us or the house that she grew up in and so on. So he went on, and he said that when you are all better and you're healed, you're going to open your eyes, and you're probably going to feel like a horse kicked you in the head. I was standing right there when he told her that, and I remember him saying that, which I thought was odd, and he was getting really carried away, going on and on about all she's going to remember and how she's going to feel. Well, one day she finally did open her eyes, and it was, I don't know how long it was, maybe a couple months later, but when they asked her, and they said to Karen, do you remember what happened? She nodded her head. I remember she nodded very slowly. And eventually, when she finally did speak, she said, a horse kicked me in the head. Well, she had heard every single thing that we had said. So when a person is in a coma, or in a, quote, as they say, unconscious state, they still hear everything that you say, even though they don't or can't respond. Now, we know that the mind is the spiritual part of you, and it never shuts down any more than the heart does. The mind, your mind, is the spiritual part of you, and it is in every cell of your being. It is in every cell of your being. It's through your entire body. It's not just in your head. It's in your entire body, in every cell of your being. And every cell in your being has its own intelligence. That's like having billions of little brains. It's in every cell of your being. And every cell has its own intelligence. So, follow me here. So every thought, every word, every emotion that you have actually affects every cell of your being. Now, kids used to grow up happy-go-lucky, and life was very simple. And kids were just happy all the time. There was not much stress, really, to speak of, and they were not subjected to all the negativity in the world like they are now. And so kids usually were very healthy, and they didn't start getting sick or having health problems until they got older. So kids today are subjected to so much negativity, so much worry about whether they're going to be stolen or abused or, you know, hurt or whatever. There's more stress, and the whole world is so much more complicated. But the sickness and disease in children today has multiplied many times over than what it used to be, even in the 60s. So keep this in mind, that your every thought, every word, every emotion affects every cell of your being, because your body literally is responding to your every thought and word that you have, okay? So if you're angry and you fight with your spouse and you think it's not going to hurt your kids, it does hurt your kids. If your kids hurt that, it hurts them, it hurts you. It's like drinking poison. And if you stay negative long enough with enough negative thoughts and words, you're going to have health problems. It's guaranteed. Okay, get off on tangent here. So your body literally responds. Your body responds to your thoughts and your words. As a matter of fact, your thoughts even shape the character in your face. Now, this is interesting because I pay attention to stuff like this. And if you know, say, I know two sisters who, when they grew up, they were almost identical. I mean, really, you couldn't even hardly tell them apart. But as they've gotten older, one sister has a really good, and she's always had a very good, successful life, happy marriage, really very few problems, very little stress, and she looks vibrant and healthy and doesn't even look her age. And she's about the same age as I am. Now, the other one has had a very, very, very stressful life and a couple of divorces and a lot of problems, and she looks a whole lot older than what she is, and she does not look anything like her sister. So when you think, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm unlucky, I have problems, I'm stupid, I can't do that, you know, you're just going to not only cause yourself health problems, you're going to make yourself ugly. It's not funny. I mean, that's the way it works. You know, think of yourself as pretty and accept your body and allow others to do whatever they do or be or whatever they be, you know, because that's one of the universal laws, is the law of allowing. When you think thoughts, you speak and say words, and you have emotions that are positive, like you feel at peace, you feel love, you feel joy, you feel acceptance, reason, courage, you feel pride, then you are creating positive energy. Those positive thoughts, words, emotions, that creates positive energy. And this energy goes out into the universe. It's permeating and penetrating all space. What you think is just space, that's just empty, there's nothing there, it's not true. All the space and this air is filled with some kind of energy. And this energy goes out into the universe and permeates and penetrates all the space. And then it attracts like energy, which comes back to you, like a boomerang. It comes back to you. Now, this is a universal law. It's called the law of attraction. It does not know right from wrong, good or bad, or otherwise. It just does. And it works all the time for everyone. So, if you think and you feel positive, you're raising your vibration. And you can get in touch with your higher self. And remain in that higher self most of the time, and you will live a life of peace and love and harmony and have good health and be able to reach your desires and manifest whatever it is that you want. When you want something, you're going to be able to get it. Things will come to you easily. You'll achieve great things. But it works just the same for just the opposite. When you think and you speak and you act and you feel negativity, that's like shame, guilt, fear, worry, anger, grief, the negative emotions, the negative, you know, if you gossip, sit around and gossip about somebody and say bad things about other people, that energy goes out. It boomerangs. It comes right back. And that when you do that, when you think and you feel and you speak negative, you are creating negative energy. And again, that negative energy, the law of attraction, does not know good from bad, does not know right from wrong. It just does it. And according to law, the universal law of attraction, the energy goes out and permeates and penetrates all space, and it attracts like energy and brings it back to you. Now, when you do that, what it's going to do is going to create you problems. If you stay in that low self, if you keep thinking negative thoughts, negative words, talk negative, you feel negative, the anger and the whatever, then you are going to become and reach your lower self. You stay in that long enough, you'll become a low life. You ever heard the term, he's a low life? Did you really know what that really means? It means he lives in his lower self. He's living and dwelling on all negative stuff. He's drowning in a negative pool of negativity, negative energy, so to speak. But do you want to be a low life? No. Not if you're an intelligent person. So you want to be smart. So no matter what happens in your life or what happens to you, it is not as important as how you treat it, how you react to it. You know, remember I've talked about this in past segments. You know, it doesn't make any difference what has happened to you. In the past, if something happened even when you were a child that just caused you so much trauma or negativity emotion-wise, you know, if you go through life thinking about it, and every time you think about it, you feel that same emotion as you did when it happened. And if you go through life thinking and feeling and responding to that, just to even in memory, it's like it happens to you over and over and over and over again, and you'll be living in that lower self. So you have to realize that no matter what happens, it's not as important as what happens as it is how you treat it or react to it. Because remember, it doesn't matter if you lose everything in the world. You go bankrupt, lose your job, lose your spouse, lose everything you have. It doesn't matter. Because it's not as important as how you treat it. Because I have known some of the best people in the world. Robert Allen was one of them. He became a very, very wealthy man, and he lost everything overnight, literally everything, and ended up on Skid Row in a one-room apartment with absolutely nothing. Now, did he sit there and dwell on it for the rest of his life until his health was grave and he was just a bum living in a cardboard box? No. He was still who he was, but he had the one string to play on. No matter what, remember this, you'll always have the one string that you can always have to play on, and that is your attitude. And how many times have I talked to you about your attitude? Attitude is everything. That's what life is all about. Robert Allen filed bankruptcy, but he still lost everything. The bankruptcy didn't even protect him. It's a long story, and I won't go into that, but you can research it. But it's a phenomenal story because he literally lost everything. And when he was crying his eyes out, and that he had nothing left but to do to pray. And then he realized, oh my gosh, I'm still me. Now he knew that if he stayed in that lower self of his, vibrating at a very low energy and dwelling on all the negative, it's like a man being on the side of a mountain, you know, where there's snow. You lose grip, you're going to start sliding down, and that's when you down spiral. And once you lose foot and you start going down, you go down fast. I mean very fast. So he didn't do that. Instead, he decided, you know what? I'm still me. And while he still had his health, because that was the one thing he did have, his health was still good. He decided to pick himself up, and he was still who he was. He still had the knowledge that he had that he used to make himself rich. He decided to go out and start all over and do it again and focus on the positive and remember what it was that he knew. So he focused on the knowledge, he used that knowledge, and he went from very broke to a young man, to becoming extremely wealthy, to becoming broke nearly overnight and losing everything and being more broke than he ever was in the previously, to going from there, becoming very, very rich, and then he went from very rich to extremely rich again. Only this time he did not make the mistake he made before. And one thing it is, one of the universal laws states, in order to receive, you have to give. If you're a person who gives, you're always going to receive. And whatever it is that you give, you're always going to have a lot of it. If you give away money, you're going to have a lot of money. If you give away books, you're going to have a lot of books. People are going to give you books. I mean, it just goes on and on. So remember that one string that you always have to play on is your attitude, because that's what life is really all about, okay? Your attitude, positive or negative, can make you or break you. Remember I read that story about attitude? You know, it can break a marriage, it can break a team, it can break a country. Attitude, positive or negative, will make you or break you, determines the kind of life that you want to live. And you have a choice every day what kind of attitude that you're going to have. Now, that brings us down to happiness. Happiness is actually a choice. No one, nothing, no thing makes people happy. The biggest misconception that people have, they're so deceived because they think, oh, I would be happy, yeah, if I had a lot of money. I'd be happy if I had a big, beautiful home to live in. I'd be happy if I had a good wife or if I had a good spouse. But that's not true. Happiness is an inside job. You ever heard that? Happiness is within. It's very deceiving. If you think that if you had $1 million you'd be happy, you're wrong. It's only temporary. It is only temporary. Money does not make people happy. Things do not make people happy. And other people do not make people happy. When you decide to be happy, it's a decision. Happiness is a decision. It's a choice. You decide to be happy, and when you decide to be happy, then you are going to raise your vibration, which is your energy frequency, and you will start living in your higher self. And when you become happy and you start acting happy and you start feeling happy, you are all really, truly, from the inside out, truly happy. And it doesn't make any difference who is around you or what you have, because I know some of the poorest people in the world are some of the happiest people you'll ever meet. And you would think they were richer than King himself. So if you think that your spouse does not make you happy, because I have heard that and I have had my clients tell me that, that is not true. You start to be happy and you act happy, and when you can find happiness within, everyone around you will respond to you differently. And maybe those people who don't make you happy, it's because they're responding to your attitude, and that will not make you happy. Okay, you yourself are the only one that can make you happy. So you have to raise your vibration and choose to be happy. And then the people around you will respond to that, and they will be different. But all the luxuries in the world can only make a person maybe happy for a very short or temporary time. It'll only be temporary. It's not real happiness there. Okay, let's get back to the energy, the one very powerful force in the world that we all live in. This energy is incredibly powerful, and we are a part of it, or it is a part of us. It is in us. We are all connected. You can learn to manage it, and you're going to learn to utilize it and manage it, manipulate it, because it is a part of you. It is in you, and we can co-create with it, which means you can co-create your life. Now, if you don't learn to manage it, you will live your life by default, which means you just let life happen to you. When you pray, you are really directing that energy to work in the life, in your life, the way you want it to go. So there are actually, we're going to have a session just on prayer, on how to pray and what not to do, what to do to make your prayers powerful. I'm going to share that with you in a segment later on. Okay, so if you don't learn to manage this energy, you're going to live by default and you're just going to let life happen to you. Or you can learn to manage it and you can create the life that you really want. And you can and you will be happy, healthy, wealthy, and live a life that you love. Now, each one of us has a very personal, energetic frequency that determines what kind of a life that we live, how successful we are, and so on and so on. But before I go any further, while some of you are saying, says who, and how do you know that? Well, there's much scientific research to back this up, this whole concept, which I find fascinating. There is a book that's written by Dr. David Hawkins. It's called Power versus Force, and it explains the vibrational frequency, which is now and can be measured, is an actual number of energy frequencies. And I actually went to Scrib to print off, to try to print off the chart that he actually has on there. If you go to Scrib, you can get just about any book you want to that's free, scribd.com. Now, you can just read it right there online if you want to do that. You won't own the book with the cover, the original cover, anything like that, but it gives you the ability to read it. Some of them will allow you to print it off. Some of them you can't even open the book without paying. It's a nominal fee. It might be $5, whatever, $2, $3, $5. But some of them you can read right there online. So I read a lot of books online. But on his chart, he has a chart. And on this chart, it goes from your lower self, lower consciousness, that goes all the way up to the ultimate consciousness. Now, the interesting thing about this whole thing is that this chart explains that the energy frequency, this personal energy frequency that we all have, can now be measured, scientifically measured. So when a person feels shame, their energy frequency, they're vibrating at a level of 20. The number is 20, and that's a very, very low. When a person feels shame, they don't feel worthy. From shame, I'm just going to give you some of these numbers. Shame is 20, and the very high part of his chart is enlightenment, which is 700 plus, 700 and above. Now, we go from shame, 20, guilt is 30, apathy is 50, grief is 75, fear is 100, desire is 125, anger is 150, pride is 175, courage is 200. These are just, I'm just giving you some of the numbers here. We have hate down in the negative part of it. It goes up to willingness, 310, acceptance, 350, reasoning, 400, love is 500, joy is 540, peace is 600, enlightenment is 750. Now, Adolf Hitler, they've determined his personal energetic frequency was at 45, and we all know how negative and angry and hateful this man was, and he operated at a level of 45 in his lower self. Mother Teresa, however, her frequency, energetic personal frequency, operated at 1,000. And your spiritual beings, like angels, are vibrating at approximately 5,000. It's way up there. Now, this is the interesting thing. Everything in this world has an energetic frequency that now can be measured. And this energetic frequency determines what your life looks like, what kind of a life you live, how easily great things come into your life, or if you have love and live in harmony or whatever. The 20 is about as low as you can get, and the 700 plus is what you need to reach. Really, 600, peace, 600, 700 plus going up is reaching your ultimate consciousness. Now, in order to reach your ultimate consciousness, you can either practice and you can learn to do that, or you can simply do hypnosis, and in my hypnosis, you will reach ultimate consciousness. One of the CDs that I have that I use, it is called General Healing of Health Problems, and in that General Healing of Health Problems with hypnosis, it's all about the white light. And what I'm actually doing in that hypnosis is using that one powerful force in the world, that energy that comes from the infinite sky, comes down. It's a white, iridescent beam of light that comes down into the top of your head and fills you up. Now, we all know that light overpowers darkness. You have a dark room, you turn on a light, the darkness disappears, right? Well, in the white light, in the hypnosis, I use that white light to come into the body. And the reason it's so powerful and it works so well is because anytime the body has a disease, an injury, an illness, or anything that's wrong with it, it will have dark energy there. When you bring that white light in and overpower that darkness and drive out the dark energy, then the body automatically and sometimes instantaneously heals itself. For any injuries, illnesses, problems, health problems I have had, I have always used this one CD called General Healing of Health Problems. I learned that from an old friend, Greta Alexander, many years ago. She taught it to me. She told me to put in all my hypnosis back in 1991. At the time, I didn't have any idea why or how much significance or how much power there was in it. And I have learned over the years, it's incredibly powerful. So in order to reach that ultimate consciousness and drive out all that negative energy out of the soul, the body, the mind, then you can simply use that General Healing of Health Problems, which I believe is on Amazon, that you can order it from Amazon. But it's incredibly powerful. It's one of the most powerful CDs I have. But because of that white light, I do put that in all my hypnosis. It's only very brief in most of the hypnosis, but in general healing, that's what the entire hypnosis is about. So with that hypnosis, you can reach your ultimate consciousness. Now, another one that I have, a CD I have, which is on cdbaby.com/artist/CJ Savage, you will find Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with hypnosis. And with that, then again, you're not only going to reach that ultimate consciousness, but it raises up that personal energetic frequency that you have within you, and it raises it up to a very high number. So then when you go in there, I have you visualize, imagine, feel, see what it is that you really want. Whatever goal it is that you want, I have you to imagine that. And that is what helps you to manifest whatever it is that you want. Because in order to manifest and reach your goals, whatever it is that you want or your desire, you must first raise that personal energetic frequency. You cannot be dwelling in anger and self-pity and whatever, all those negative emotions, and then go, I'm just going to visualize and focus on or use affirmations and go, that's what I want, while you're in your bad mood or angry or whatever it is, full of fear, worries, and all that. You have to get rid of all that. You have to. It's not a choice. You've got to do that. So you reach that higher frequency. When you can raise that number up, whether you do it on your own, forget about all your worries and fears, and you just literally can close your eyes and then focus and visualize on what it is that you want. Think about what you want, and then feel it as if you've already achieved it, as if you've already reached that goal. And you're excited. You feel the excitement. You can get so excited. And I have practiced to the point where I can get so excited, I literally just vibrate. I can feel myself vibrating. I'm so excited. I feel as if I've already achieved it. And I'm so excited, my body just vibrates. And so when it vibrates, and I'm doing like my hypnosis, and I'm listening to it, my visualization, when I visualize, I have practiced the point where I visualized where it was just a thought, but my visualizing what it is I want becomes so clear, I feel like I'm awake, but my eyes are closed, and then my mind will light up like a movie screen, and I can see it. Now, I dream, and I have a lot of intuition. This actually does raise your intuition, too. It increases your intuition. And that's another thing that we're going to get into. I'm hoping I can get into it next week. I don't think I'm going to have time for it this time, but I'm going to show you how to increase your intuition way up there so that you will always know. I'm going to show you how you will always know the truth. So whether it's right or wrong or good or bad or positive or negative or it's a yes or no, I'm going to be able to show you, I will show you how it is you're going to be able to know whatever it is that you need to know, okay? So on the Dr. David Hawkins chart, he wrote this book called Power versus Force. Excellent book. It's really good. I would suggest that you read it if you're interested in this. But in here, he has a lot of very interesting things in the book. And one of them was, for example, they can actually scientifically measure your energetic frequency on something such as a plant or things. So one of the experiments they did on the research, they were measuring the energetic frequency on a plant. And in the other room, another room far away, they put live, they had some shrimp, and they put live shrimp in boiling water, which they were cooking. When they did that, when they killed the shrimp in the room next door, the energetic frequency measure went way down. They responded to the shrimp being cooked, being killed. They responded to it. So it's this point here is to prove that your thoughts and your feelings literally affect everything and everyone around you, okay? Your thoughts actually affect even objects. You can affect objects with your thoughts. If you are in your higher infinite self, a state of being, you are operating at what we call the energy frequency, what we call, Dr. David Hawkins calls love at 500 or higher, like joy 540 or peace 600 or enlightenment and so on. And then you are positively influencing your life. Remember, I talked about this in a previous segment, and I said if you're not really sure whether you're influencing your life, if you're really manifesting and you're doing something good to work towards your desire, your goal, then pay attention to your feelings. So when you are operating at your higher self, your higher infinite self, state of being, then you're operating at an energy frequency of 500 or above, and that is when it's very easy to manifest what it is that you want in your life or reach your goals. Now, if you're one of these people who have read a lot of books and you've watched the movie called The Secret and studied the Law of Attraction, then nothing's working for you. It's because you are vibrating at a low frequency. You still have all those worries and fears and I don't know what's going on, or you have negative people around you always bringing you down, making you feel bad or mad or angry or sad or whatever the case may be. But when you are in your higher self, then you are positively influencing your life. And if you are in your lower self state of being, worry, fear, hate, anger, guilt, and all that, shame, whatever, then you are negatively influencing your life. And no matter what you do, all the affirmations, visualization, and everything that you do, it's just not going to happen for you. So, again, if you're not sure, whatever decision you're making or deciding to do, whatever you're talking about or acting on, your act that you're doing, if you want to know if it is influencing your life negatively or positively, then pay attention to how you feel. If it doesn't feel good or right or if it doesn't feel positive, then don't do it. And if it feels really good and you feel excited about it and it feels right or feels good, then do it. All your beliefs and your ideas and your thoughts that you have ever had all of your entire life from your family and your friends has influenced you some way, either influenced either your higher self or your lower self. And if you have suffered, something like trauma or a very high emotional event, where you were hurt so badly, I mean, you were just, it's just tragic, or you were hurt so badly, like a divorce or a loss of a loved one that was really hard to get over, then you may have created an energy block. And if you create an energy block that lies down in your energy system, in your soul, it could stay there for 20, 30 years before you could finally let it go. And some people don't ever let it go. So the energy block that gets into your soul, that stays down there in your energy system, if the emotion was so, so strong, even if it was something that happened many, many, many years ago, and if somebody started talking about it, if you were all wired up to a machine to show your heart rate and your blood pressure and all that, if you still are showing emotion, if you can't talk about that event without any emotion, without any increase in your heart rate or any increase in your blood pressure or anything like that, then you probably have a block in your energy field. And these blocks are keeping you from reaching the goals that you want. So, again, back to the CD in hypnosis, which I have. It's called General Healing of Health Problems. When you use that, and it may work for you one time the first time. It may take several times for you to do. But when you use that CD with the General Healing of Health Problems, using that white light, I direct you through it. I guide you through the whole thing. When you use that, you can actually unblock any blocks that you have in your energy field and energy system by using that, you're using that superconscious mind of yours, and you'll be able to reach that higher self, that higher state of being. So, when you get rid of all the blocks, and you're going to make a choice to be happy, and you live in that higher state of being by simply do it by being grateful for everything that you appreciate, whether it's very small or if it's very big. But if you start being grateful, thankful, appreciative for just the small things in your life, for anything anybody does for you, even if they just hold the door open or they drop something by for you or they go mail a letter, be really appreciative. Just don't say thank you and then not be appreciative. Feel appreciation for it. Appreciate everything everyone does for you. Appreciate everything that you have. Appreciate everything that you're able to do. Because you know what? No matter what it is that you lack or don't have or whatever your problems is, there is always somebody else who is worse off than you are. And instead of focusing on what you don't have and what there is to worry about and all that's wrong, then start focusing on all the things that are right, all the things that are good, all the things that you appreciate. But if you just simply start by being grateful, thankful, really appreciative for the small things that you do have and for the things that you can do and for all the things that you do have, even if it's not very much, appreciate it. And when you really do appreciate it, when you start being grateful and you start appreciating, then it's a scientific fact that your energetic frequency goes way up. That is one way to increase it. So if you want to reach your goals, then get out of that, you know, grumpy mood of yours and make a choice and decide to be happy. And when you do that, then you're starting to raise that energetic frequency. You're raising your vibration. And be appreciative of all that you have, do, and so on. When you do that, then you're starting to live in your higher state of being, your higher self, your higher infinite self. And you can reach that ultimate consciousness by allowing people to be who they are, allowing people, others, to do whatever it is that they do, and being appreciative of all that you have. Start living the universal laws. And I actually had one segment just on universal laws. Go back and look it up and listen to it on blogtalkradio.com/ the power of the superconscious mind. But start being happy, be appreciative. And what you can do to really be appreciative, if you find this really hard to do, then I would suggest that you take time every day and start a grateful log, just a gratitude log, and write down all the things that you are grateful for. And if you don't want to write and use an ink pen and paper or pen and paper, whatever, you can go online. And there's actually several, you look it up. grateful log that you can join, or a grateful site, being grateful, gratitude log that you can actually join and be a part of a group who are all putting in there every single day what it is that they're grateful for. It's phenomenal, and it makes you feel good. But this good feeling that you're having, you think, ah, it did make me feel good. But you know what? When you start being more grateful for more things, then the universe is going to bring you what it is that you really want, and it's going to be a lot easier to reach those goals. But write it down. Start a gratitude log or whatever. Go online and join a gratitude log site. And when you really do start feeling grateful, you don't just say, well, thank you, and you have no emotion, no feeling. Feel grateful. Actually feel it. Notice that sensation, the feeling with the inside of you, how you do feel. And just think, you know what? They didn't have to do that. And it's especially important in business. If you want your business to grow, if you want people to bring you money, then start being thankful. Be grateful for everyone that pays you. And those that didn't pay you are going to start paying you. And it happens that way. When you start really being grateful and you feel it, the more you feel it, the more often you feel it, the longer you feel it, every area of your life is going to start to improve. Now, to manifest whatever it is that you desire, you must first raise your energetic frequency as high as possible. You want to get it up to a 500 or higher. If you cannot do that on your own, even with practice, and I strongly suggest that you use hypnosis, which will guide your higher consciousness, and it just kind of puts that physical mind aside. While the physical mind still works, and you can still hear the noise going on around you, and you know you're still in control because you can quit anytime you want to, the physical mind has what's called a critical factor, and that when you try to do something on your own, just like a diet, you know, you think, okay, I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to start losing weight. I'm going to stop eating all the bad stuff that's bad for me that causes me to gain weight. Well, the physical mind says that, but then the next thing you know, the hunger pangs kick in, and the will to do it and get through with it just goes to the wayside, and you think, I'll start my diet tomorrow. So the physical conscious one, it takes over. But when you use hypnosis, even like to lose weight, you're working with that higher conscious, that ultimate consciousness, and so the physical mind, the critical factor doesn't work. It is kind of like set aside, you know, and it's just like, okay, I'm not in charge anymore. So the superconscious mind then takes over, and you don't have the desire to eat the things that cause you to gain weight, and you don't want to overeat. You don't have any desire to overeat, and the things that are not good for you, you don't even have desire to eat, and you have more desire to eat good, healthy, nutritious foods, and when your body has had what it needs, you just simply are totally and completely satisfied, and you don't want any more. It works that easily. It works that well. It's phenomenal. The same way right here. If you cannot do this on your own, even with practice, then use the hypnosis and get the CD from CD Baby or Amazon or one of them and go to the one that's Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with hypnosis, and it will guide you to reach that higher state of consciousness. It will guide you to, and you listen to it every day, and it will raise up that vibration, that increase that energetic frequency that you have inside of you to help you to manifest whatever it is that you want to achieve, do, or have. So if you have a desire or goal or whatever, write it down, and every day read it. Close your eyes and visualize it, and feel it as if you've already received it or reached it or whatever it is that your goal or desire, whatever it is that you have. But every day, think it, feel it, visualize it. And if you cannot do that on your own, then get a CD. And if you don't have time to listen to hypnosis, like I don't, I'm very busy through the day, but eventually I go to bed. And so when I go to bed, I have a portable CD player that I have in my bed, and I, when I'm ready to go to sleep, I just plug my ear jacks into my ears, and that is my favorite one. That's General Healing and Become Rich and Wealthy. Basically, it takes care of just about every area of your life. And so there is where I put my goals or desires in, and then I focus on them, and I have one goal at a time, and when I reach that goal, I bring in a new goal. And it's very, very, very powerful, and it works very well. Now, I don't know where I got this. I have no idea, but I do have it in my computer, and it is a story. It's a very powerful story called The Magic Story. It was written in the 1700s by a man who hit rock bottom, and he tells how he discovered his lower self and his higher self, and how he got back into his higher self and lived the life that he wanted. It's an incredibly powerful story. I kept it. There's a lot to it. So if you would like to have that story, simply email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. That is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. If you will send me an email and simply put the word magic in the subject line, then I will send you this story, because it is, I don't have enough time to read it or on here. I will send you the story called The Magic Story that was written in the 1700s. And when you read it very carefully. When you get towards the end, when he gets in touch and discovers his lower self and higher self and how he got back into his higher self, just read it very carefully. That's free, doesn't cost anything. If you just email me, I have it, and I will be glad to send it over to you. And we are running out of time. Next week, I'm going to show you, teach you how to become more intuitive. And so you will always be able to know the truth, whatever it is that you need to know, whether it's right or wrong, or good or bad, or positive or negative, or yes or no. I'm going to teach you how to do that. Very simply, anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. We are out of time, and so I'm going to have to go. We're going to go into unleashing. We're going to talk about unleashing, removing the blocks that you have that's keeping you from reaching your goals next week. And same time, same place. Come back and tune in again next week. And I thank you very much for joining me. You can also find me on, I have a new fan page I've just created, just got started. I'm not even sure if I've got it right or not, but I have a fan page on Facebook.com. It's facebook.com/C.J. Savage. It's CJ Savage. And then there's another space, hypnosis. CJ Savage Hypnosis. There are spaces between the J and the S, and between Savage and Hypnosis. Between CJ and Savage, and between the Savage and Hypnosis, there's space. So you can go in there and you can find my new webpage. Somebody asked me how old the picture is. Actually, that picture was taken on Easter. It is very, very recent. That is what I look like. I think, though, that one of my pictures I have on, I think it's Blog Talk Radio, is kind of wavy. It needs to be redone. I don't know what happened to it there, but it didn't come out right. I am also on Twitter. If you'd like to follow me, or if you would like to send me a message where I can follow you on Twitter, I'm on twitter.com/hypnosis_queen. The underscore is a little line that is at the bottom of the word. So it's hypnosis_queen. Hypnosis queen with the underscore in between those two words. Okay, that's where I'm at. That's where you'll find me. And I thank you for joining me.